Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to Funtown, everybody. It is Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. What a week. Another week in the apocalypse. Everybody's still here. I'm here. Oskay's here. Jess Alsman's here. And Austin Real is here. How's everybody doing? Jeff, how's your week, bro?
I am kid-free. I am loving this week. Like, I took a two-hour nap today.
Nice.
I woke up to pizza from King Dough that my lovely... girlfriend brought home. So life is good, my friend.
Man, you're living like me this week.
Yeah,
welcome to my life. Two-hour naps, pizza.
How is King Dough?
I love it.
It's a great. I hear nothing but good things about it.
Is it like a one-off restaurant? Is it a chain or what is?
I believe it's a one-off, and
they got a couple locations.
Yeah,
it's here in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
only okay.
And I get the meatballs. They got some good meatballs. And then I get the we got the margarita and the pepperoni, but it's like a wood fired, like it has, you know, like no two pizzas alike kind of thing. And like you get the big bubbles in the crust, and it's kind of have to fold it in half because it's a little droopy. And
it's like an Italian amoeba.
Yeah.
I've never heard of King Dough.
I haven't either.
The only King pizza I like is Pizza King.
Ooh, love me some Pizza King.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that thin, crispy crust.
Oh. So it's perfect.
Just a little tiny cubes of pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Come on.
I won't dare.
Can we get it?
Yeah. I won't dare share my views on Pizza King because it is a fucking militant fan base. I have been people getting my face over Pizza King.
Well, and as I didn't know, the foremost authority on Pizza King pizza is Chris Bowers. So probably where that comes from, Austin, is if you say – he will quickly remind you, if you say anything bad about Pizza King, he'll go, which one did you eat at? Well, at least in Indiana, there's two ownerships, and it splits somewhere as like a – the line isn't like straight up and down either. It's like at a 45 degree angle from the bottom of the state to the top of the state. And he knows the divide exactly.
Because it's like Lafayette and Franklin are still in it.
Yeah. There's some gerrymandering going on.
Yeah. They're gerrymandering the district. So according to him, it's good Pizza King from me.
And bad Pizza King, which makes sense too, because I've eaten some horrible Pizza King and I've eaten some really, really good Pizza King. So
they have the best Pizza King in their town. Like Rushville, we have the best Pizza King. And then Donnie, the best Pizza King was in Chesterfield. And I got people in Muncie saying theirs is the best.
Yeah. So I had literally my favorite pizza ever in St. Louis this weekend. And it was at a place called the Barley Stone. And it's a brewery, but they're known for their pizza. And it's thin like the Pizza King and crispy crust like that. But it didn't have like the tiny toppings. We got pepperoni and sausage. The sausage is kind of chunky, but this cheese on this pizza is a mix of provolone and Swiss and something else that I think might be a secret ingredient or something. But when you put it in your mouth, the cheese melts. So it becomes like a cheese sauce. So it's almost like you dipped your pizza into this white cheese sauce that's pretty awesome, and you just threw it in your mouth. Like, it was incredible.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, it's one of those foods, like, your body has to be accustomed to it, at least when you're my age and Bowers' age, because we were just so happy with ourselves for finding this place and having the best lunch possible, best road lunch possible. And then we get back to the hotel, and within an hour, we got like 3 hours before we got to go to the show, we're just both trading turns in the fucking bathroom at the like we're shitting our asses out.
Oh god.
I'm like, oh my god. It's almost like Long John Silver's. We haven't had that for a long time because there's just so much grease or whatever. Oh. Jesus.
So this week, funny you mentioned that. My girlfriend and her children have never had Long John Silver's.
What?
I wanted to know what it felt like to spend $65 at Long John Silver's. So we DoorDashed some Long John Silver's. And
you DoorDashed Long John Silver's.
I love it. I love the movie.
I got podcasting money now. That is the most
new money shit I've ever heard.
So we get me and my lovely lady, we get the sampler platter, fish, chicken, shrimp, popcorn, shrimp, nibblers. You get the hush puppies. The kids get the stuff. I go to bed, wake up, I feel fine. I've never felt better after eating Long John Silver's. I'm like, wow, this was the best Long John Silver's I've ever had. So I get home the next morning and I go, how was your night? And she goes, oh, I was up all night with Bella. She was sick to her stomach. And I woke up this morning at like 8 o'clock and just started vomiting my guts out into the toilet for no reason. And I go, oh, there was a reason. Long John Silver's. Like that's the reason you're throwing up. Like it's your first time. Your body rejected it. That's normal. Kind of like your first cigarette. It's never good.
Or your first dose of heroin. You throw up immediately afterward, and then it's good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh man. I love Long John Silver so much, though. I mean, it's one of my guilty pleasures. Like I know I shouldn't be eating.
I've never eaten there.
I'm going to tell you this breading, Austin.
Like, what do you get, Todd?
I like the fish. Like
what do you pull up? You're like, I got to have that because the place looks like a shit show from the outside.
It is a shit show. That's what's beautiful.
It's on par with one of those A&W.
It looks greasy from the outside.
Yeah, it looks like you soaked the building in grease.
A&W is fantastic.
Oh, it is.
I could eat 5,000 mini corn dogs with a big old root beer float. But Long John Silver's looks like Long John Silver's always looks like it's striving to be more than a fast food joint.
Like, well, here's the beauty of
their sampler platter.
It does. It's so everything there's good, but here's the beauty of like I get the 3-piece fish meal. The beauty of the breading is somehow there's a lining on the inside of the breading that holds extra grease. It doesn't let the grease like absorb into the breading. It stays crispy. It's trapped between the fish and the layer of breading. So when you bite into it, it just almost pours out.
Yeah. The opposite of White
Castle.
It's
insulated.
Yeah. Huh. It's the best. But White Castle will shit your ass out.
Now, I've only had the incredible chicken from there because my family would always go and do a drive through.
From White Castle or from
Long John Silver's, LJS.
Chicken rings.
Now, what sides? What sides do you go with?
When I would get it, because I haven't had it since, high school. Uh-huh. Just chicken and fries because they had fries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the shrimp.
You don't like the hush puppies?
Oh, yeah. The hush puppies. That was a big hit across the board. Everyone loved the hush puppies.
Wait, what's a hush puppy?
It's a cornbread, like a dough ball, and they drop it in grease.
I feel like I would like it now.
You would like it.
I still feel like I have that film in the top of my mouth, that grease film, and it's been 3 days. Like, that's how.
This grease. Grease must be a huge theme. Everyone keeps mentioning the grease.
It's because grease is so much flavor. I mean, you're going to die a lot younger, you know, but it's so much flavor.
So, Austin, what they do is after they battered your fish, they drop it in, they cook it, they pull it out. Then they take the skimmer and skim all the little pieces of grease breading that is floating on top of the thing. They throw that in your box too. And that's where they get you. Like that's a good another 3-4 thousand calories just in little nibblers that have fallen
fried little
in batter nibblers
crust. Yeah. Oh,
it's like
God.
Bread. What is it? We call it deep fried nuggies.
And yeah. They nuggies. Are the crunchiest, like most. You better not be a meth head or you're going to lose part of a tooth. They're the crunchiest breading you've ever had in your life.
Mm. Like, are we so talking good. Like the density of a corn nut?
No, a corn nut lighter. will ruin me currently.
Yeah, I can't eat corn nuts right now. My teeth are like
a corn nut. I think I'm on a big delay here. Am I on a delay?
Well, you're not to us, but we won't notice if it's on your end. So maybe, maybe
I don't see a delay.
You want to go out and go
I'm
back
also
in?
Delayed.
We can,
yeah. Here, I'll do this.
Go out and come back in. There we go. But you remember when Long John Silver's used to have the bell in the lobby, and when you were leaving, if you liked your meal, you would and you'd ring the fuck out of that bell. Oh, just annoying.
Arby's has that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It just I would, like
Arby's
how can we
the only one that has it left? Or
maybe I haven't seen it anywhere else.
I think the Silver has the bell still.
Do they?
The one on the east side did.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Elijah goes, hey, they closed our old Long John Silver's down. I go, yeah, they probably should have done that a lot sooner.
My grandpa loved Long John Silver's so much. It was his special treat. Every now and then he would grab me. So I was old enough to drive, and he's like, it was a big deal to me in his head. He was like, we're going to go to town. And I'm like, okay, for town to him was Shelbyville. Little Shelbyville was town from his little town. And we would drive there, and then he would surprise me, and he'd be like, Long John Silver's on me. And I'm like, oh, boy, Grandpa, big spender. Yeah. Austin's back. Are you better, buddy? How's the timing?
Yeah.
Look better. All right. Sweet. Did you have a favorite fast food restaurant, Austin, when you were a kid?
I did. I liked White Castle.
Really?
Because I'm from Indiana, and there's only so much of that you can fight in your DNA. I love White Castle. It's so good.
Am I just weird that I don't like it?
I didn't try it till college. So,
yeah.
And then when I do, I think I've had the burgers once because they were at the station in the morning for breakfast. Uh-huh. For free once, and I was like, okay, but then it was gurgly all day.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home and telling Donnie, I go, I had a White Castle for breakfast. He's like, oh, they'll do that, just wait till later. Like, oh, because I'm not like you guys where you can just eat and then go and then life's great. I have to hold it in for like 24 hours, just let it fester.
Why?
Because my colon hates me. It doesn't work.
How do you have that much control? Mine, I have no control, man. As soon as I get that first
muscles stop working.
Oh, I get it like a 5-second warning. It's like, bloop, better run, motherfucker. Like, oh, all right.
Now, to be fair, Todd.
I wish that was a White Castle app that as soon as you ate it.
I think Todd, at your age though, your asshole has a lot more mileage on it than Jess's does. So
it does. It does.
Clinch power you don't have anymore.
But I've kind of always had an old man asshole. I don't know what it is. So just maybe off of my dad's side. Like my aunt, like I just whoever does my laundry, I just always feel so bad. I'm like, and then when me and my dad were in the same house, I was like, ah, forget it. My mom like just went through crates of the spray, the stain remover, the spray shit, the whatever that is, spray and wash. Just, you know, and you're like, sorry about that. Because you can just see your underwear there.
Why?
Just coating the leakage. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were meaning like for the furniture.
I didn't know when to get up.
But you guys are leaving little wet spots around the house.
Be sure to put your towel down.
Right.
But the chicken rings never did that to me. I love the chicken rings.
Yeah, they're not as bad. But don't like I'll eat a White Castle. I just will never go out of my way for it. Like if we were driving in a car, the four of us and you three wanted the White Castle, I'd be like, all right, sure. And I'd probably get the fish or the chicken. But I don't think it's that great, but people go nuts about it.
It's because they still have high C orange as a drink. Ooh, because I think we've craved it before because we both wanted a high C. And I don't know why McDonald's removed it. It was just the stupidest thing they could have done, but whatever. Mm. Like they didn't have the money, just keep it on the fountain.
Yeah.
But maybe politics were involved. I don't know.
Have you noticed that fast food restaurants right now, just the people just don't give a fuck? the employees. Like they're they're just half ass and everything.
Jess, did you I overheard, did you have an issue this morning with your fast food?
Oh my gosh. The first McDonald's I went to, because I was trying to order for
You went to more than one McDonald's today?
Yes.
Oh, not by choice. Okay.
Yeah. So we had abandoned, so there's extra people. So trying to get food for the show and everyone, which you just go and get like 10 sausage biscuits, 10 egg McMuffins, 10 hash browns, and then 2 scrambled eggs for the boss man.
Oh yeah.
Not that difficult of an order. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but you have a lot of those already on the belt, I'm sure. The first one I went to, the lady, like I started to explain. And when I said the 2 eggs on a tray, she's put 1 egg, tray, bag. And I was like, cool. And then also 10 sausage biscuits. I'm sorry, a sausage biscuit? No, 10 of them? And she goes, what? And I was like, I'm sorry, it'll be 10 sausage. And I went through the whole order. And she just stopped acknowledging me. And the menu just said, the, you know, egg, tray, bag. And then all these people keep going. And I was like, hello? Can I get those? And then I was like, well, fine, just cancel this order. Okay, bye. And I left. So that was awkward. I'm like, cool. So I drove further away to the next McDonald's.
Did you check on them? Are they fucking dead? Like, no, who? I've never had anyone just check out on an order like that. Yes, there might have been a robbery in there.
She was like kind of talking to someone. So I think she was like, this, I'm getting pranked. Someone's wanting 10 sandwiches. Yeah. So I went to the next one.
She was probably trying to speak to you in code. So you call the police for whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else is pulling out happy bag, with all their breakfast. I've never seen bags.
So that's one sausage biscuit with extra police.
Now I feel bad.
Extra police.
We were in Dayton, and we go through, we were so excited. It was me, Rich Reagans, Chris Bowers, and one of Bowers' friends. And we're like, look, all we want is this one pizza place. Bowers and I always do that when we go there. It's like Moran's or something like that. And on the way, I was like, Richie wanted Steak and Shake. And I was like, listen, you got to have this pizza. It's really good. But let's compromise. What if, and I'm like, it's like I'm talking to a little kid. I'm like, what if we go through the Steak and Shake drive-thru on the way and you can get a milkshake? We'll all get milkshakes. I'll buy milkshakes. And everybody's like, yay, milkshakes. So we go through the line. And when we're ordering, I talked the whole time about we're arguing who makes the best shakes. And I go, well, I have to put Steak and Shake in the argument just merely because they'll do the side-by-side. You know, you can get half mint and then half chocolate, half banana, half chocolate, half strawberry, whatever. So I'm excited about that. And we get up there and I order that. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Our store doesn't make those.
What?
And I'm like, sorry? I thought it was like a national thing or whatever. And she's like, yeah, it is. But our store doesn't do that. And I was like,
we don't want to help okay. you. That's what I just heard.
Yeah. We're taking this Steak and Shake independent, son. Right.
Oh, my God.
So I wanted a half banana, half chocolate. It's my favorite milkshake in the world. So and she goes, but we can put real banana in your chocolate milkshake. And I'm like, and I make a little joke. I'm like, well, that's not a shake. That's called an ice cream, or called a banana. Fuck, banana split. And she goes, do you want that or not? And I was like, whoa, fuck. All right. Yes. Yeah. Sounds good. And I'm thinking it's probably good if you're cutting up some frozen bananas and putting in my chocolate shake. I'll like it because I eat it with a spoon. I'll do the straw. So we all order what we order and we get the order and Richie's making fun of me or whatever for smarting off. He's like, you know, they're spitting all our shit, right? And we get it and we go. And not one of us got what we wanted. Like everybody that ordered, you know, like a vanilla shake got a orange freeze. Like couldn't be more opposite than what you ordered. And I'm like, oh, we got the wrong order. And they're like, Bowers like, nope, because I guarantee you nobody else ordered a chocolate shake with bananas in it because we have that. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, fuck you guys. I got what I wanted. And I dip into it. And I don't know how, unless they keep a bucket of melted chocolate milkshake just in, for assholes like me. But it was in no way frozen. It was as if you set the milkshake out for 45 minutes and let it completely melt and then chopped up a bunch of pieces of banana and threw them in there. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
You got the I don't like this customer bucket.
Yeah.
Like where they like it was ready. Old milkshakes and like
it's the tray where they overflow and it just melts in the tray and she just drained that into my cup or something. Yeah, okay. It was nasty. But at least the pizza was good once we got there.
So the second McDonald's I went to, there was more trouble.
This gets worse, right?
Oh, yes. And I've never seen this happen before. And I'm
wait, so you already have been ignored by one McDonald's, right, which I've never like, seen happen before.
They just stopped acknowledging me.
Now you're at McDonald's number two.
And they're very helpful. They're like, oh, how can I help you? And they repeat the order. Everything is perfect. I'm like, ugh. Service. And I get it. It's fast food. You're not getting paid like 20 an hour, but acknowledgement's nice.
Right.
And I felt good about it, but it was raining. And when I pulled up, she called me sweetie. And I'm like, that's great. You're a little older. I love it. I feel better. She goes, just pull up to the window and we'll hand it to you that way. Of course I do. It's raining. She must've told the car right behind me the same thing. Cause it just like, cause you know how the second pickup window is maybe like two car lengths ahead, mm-hmm. not pull into the parking spot over here because it was raining. But she told the car right behind me to do the same thing. So it moves up maybe a foot or two. There's a guy behind her who is ticked because he has now waited 3 minutes and he is honking and yelling, hey, I want my food. Give me my food. Pull up. Pull up. And I'm thinking, I was given strict instructions to go to the window. For my $70 order.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your $2 order is not going to trump mine. I'm right. like, whatever. And at one point I yell, I'm doing as I'm told.
Yes.
Really awkwardly. And he kept screaming, give me my food.
That's right. Pass the blame, Jess.
He ends up getting out of his, and maybe, I don't know. He ends up getting out of his white van and going up to the window and yelling in there like, can you just give me my food? I've got to go. And then some other things. And he's like, forget this. And he ends up like peeling out as obnoxious as possible. Basically, he had to clock in at 7 a.m. this morning and it was now 6:52 and it's everyone else's fault. But I have never been more uncomfortable and yet happily entertained in my life because there's nothing better than seeing someone be obnoxious and then they just still don't get their way.
Right.
And I'm just like,
but he had paid at the first window? Is that why he was hot?
Nope. He hadn't even.
So he's not, this dude hasn't even seen any windows.
No,
he ordered.
He can't creep up to the window. He basically is like maybe a foot away from the window or 2 feet where he can't get to it. He's like, oh, I just want my food. Yeah. Well, the first one is out of commission.
Yeah.
So it's like, go pull for it.
It's a one window operation.
Yeah. Second window, pay and get your food. Third window is pickup. He was ticked he couldn't get to his food window.
Oh, there's three fucking windows on this joint.
Yeah, that first one, I guess, is decoration. Okay.
I'm sorry.
And you know what happened? Just what you said. Yeah. He has to be at work. You clock in at 7. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I've got 7 minutes. Surely to God, in this day and age, during the pandemic, I'll be able to get in and out of McDonald's drive through no problem.
No douche is going to go through the drive through $70 worth of food, except for this one right here. But usually they would tell you,
hey, they did not count
forward.
On that big dog Bob and Tom order being in play.
But usually when I would do this, because I don't want to go in and wait, that's
cool.
They just say, okay, pull up to spot number one and you're out of the way so they can keep it moving. But they were only taking care of my order first. So it wouldn't have mattered. They didn't have enough employees.
Yeah.
Sir. But I've never seen someone get out of the car and approach the window before.
I haven't either.
And like knock and like yell in.
Yeah. Cause at that point I'm pot committed. Whether I'm pissed at the how fast they are or not, I want my food and I don't want it fucked up. So I'm not going to push my luck for sure.
I just would have silently pulled away and been like, yeah, I can't wait any longer. Sorry for the inconvenience of that sausage biscuit.
I would have done that and I would have motioned to the car behind me and I said, hey, you can have my order. Aww. Congratulations.
You can also pay for it because I haven't paid for it yet.
we were in line at a burger place to go, or a drive-through with my son 2 weeks ago, and the place is called Freddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I dare you when you get up to the window to ask the person if they're Freddy. And I go, yeah, I'll do that all day long. I don't give a shit. And he goes, really? And I was like, yeah, I don't care. So I get up and I hand the lady my card and she gives me my stuff back or my receipt back. And we're sitting there and he goes, I knew you wouldn't do it. I knew you wouldn't ask them if they were Freddy. And I go, well, first of all, if you're going to mess with the people making your food, wait till you have your food in your hand. I go, just wait. All right. Just patience. So this young lady comes back and hands me the food. I go, excuse me. Are you Freddy? And she goes, excuse me. And I go, are you Freddy? And kind of smiled. And she goes, no. And I go, is Freddy around today? And she goes, no. And I go, all right, well, have a good day. And I just drove off. And my son's like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, it was the most harmless thing in the world. And this woman's probably like, that dude fucking crazy. But other than that, who gives a shit? Like, I didn't get my food fucked with. And we still had our fun. So
yeah.
Smart.
But then I lessoned him on if you never complain. You never do anything once you place your food order. Before you place your food order, until the food is in front of you, you don't complain. You don't be an asshole. Then as soon as you get your food, just start flipping her off and tell the waiter to go suck a dick. Oh, but before you get your food, never say anything.
Yeah, because that person could do some damage.
Don't do it to nice waiters.
I'm just playing. No, that's what I meant. Like, I realized I was saying, like, oh, once you get your food, then, hey, all bets are off. Be an asshole to everybody.
Not everyone's good humored in the morning.
Well, and right now, no one's good humored. Like, even if you just try to be light and fun, then it's like, fuck you, dude. I work at McDonald's and there's a fucking pandemic.
Like,
just fucking take your food.
It's for the children.
Yeah.
I'm a $7.25 an hour essential worker.
Yeah. So, I would make more on unemployment. Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. We have a billboard right by our work that is thanking, like, from the owner of that McDonald's. It's like, hey, without Kristen, Paul, Greg, you know, Jolene, Enrique, and Tim, we wouldn't be, you know, I appreciate all your hard work. And it's like, well, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't have taken that billboard money and given it to me.
Right.
And just told me that in person.
Right.
Like, you don't need to take out a billboard to tell me I'm great. Just tell me in person and give me that billboard cash.
I want a billboard for the one guy that works at that McDonald's on Benford and Graham. I don't know his name. Mike? Bob? He has got that.
You're such a piece of shit. How do you not know that?
I've never seen his name tag, but he's got that beautiful.
You don't
voice,
know your local, like, McDonald's workers?
What the fuck?
No. He has been there since I was an intern, and he used to know what my order was when I would pull up.
I bet.
Was always like, "How you doing today?" And
what she thinks is sweet, we know it's creepy as shit.
Fucking name.
Yeah.
I will find out.
Yeah, I think
it might be Jeff.
I don't know, but he's definitely remembering you for a whole different reason than...
He's like that with everyone I've talked to. They're like, oh
really?
The greatest.
Yeah, well, you can't masturbate to the same person every day. You have to have like 30 or 40 in your wheelhouse.
You got to build the catalog.
He's the guy that if I ever start a business, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll be like,
you're hiring
you need to be on the team.
Hiring.
Yeah. Because
I like that.
Customer service.
Right.
And it's got to be hard to always be positive at a drive-through.
Absolutely.
Because you do have jerk-offs.
I can
like me that just pull away because, what? Hello?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't rude, though. I was just like, okay, you can please cancel this order.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Hey, what about cereals? You guys have a favorite cereal when you were a kid versus now, or has it always stayed the same?
Oh, man. I was a Lucky Charms girl.
I like peanut butter Captain Crunch.
That's your shit, peanut butter Captain Crunch? What was yours, Jess?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky
Anything
Charms.
With sugar.
Oh, nice. Oscar?
Yeah, I used to be a Fruit Loops guy growing up. But now, I don't know. It's a little bit too sweet for me.
I'm the same way. Like, I loved all those. I was big. Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks were my jam when I was real little. But now, I mean, I can't eat cereal like I used to because I'm old and getting fat. So now I turn it on with Magic Spoon. You guys get your Magic Spoon? What do we think?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's the best fantastic. Cereal of all time, right?
The packaging alone had like me sold.
The packaging's phenomenal. It's a fucking home run.
It's a head-to-toe solid experience. Like, I was very pleased with this.
I couldn't believe it because in my head I was thinking this is not going to be good. You know, it's too good for you, which usually means it's not going to taste good. And I mean, I'm not fucking bullshitting just because this is an ad. This cereal is awesome. I do the fruity. The fruity I think is my favorite overall, even though I like all of them. But it tastes. It's like Fruit Loops, but more subtle. Right. So it's not, it doesn't, you know, overwhelm me with the sugar. I can eat so much of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't even put it in milk. I just put the cereal in a bowl and eat it like a snack while I'm watching a movie or whatever.
Oh, love that.
That's so
my
good.
Youngest one's favorite is the Frosted, and then mine's the Fruity as well. Mm-hmm. I actually got a text the other day at work that was like, hey, are we allowed to eat more of your cereal? I was like, because we did like a little taste test. I was like, hey, I got some new stuff to try.
Yeah.
And they loved, you know, they love doing that kind of like YouTube taste test crap that the like they feel like they're giving these reviews like they're fucking Guy Fieri. And you're like, easy there. Like, was it good? Good. That's all I need to know. But yeah, I got a text this the other day like at work. It was like, are we allowed to have more of this? I'm like, eat it up.
I got another order on the way. I can't wait for it. But it's zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. How is this so delicious? I don't understand. Science is so incredible. 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, and it tastes amazing. Honestly, it's so good. Like, you want to do a blind taste test with people and just record it because there's no way they're going to believe that it's that healthy for you. And it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. It's magical. Now you can go to magicspoon.com if you'd like to try it. Go to magicspoon.com/funtown. To grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code FUNTOWN at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon has something extra special for you. They're so confident in their product. And they're so confident that you're going to love it. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. And I guarantee you, I would be amazed to hear that anybody, if someone's doing this, and they're asking for that refund, they're just a horrible person. There's somebody who's leaving bad Yelp reviews at good restaurants that they've never even been to. They're that type of person.
Yeah, but ask yourself, are you in a bad mood?
Cereal?
Yeah.
Are you in a bad mood before you eat it? Because it may affect your overall mood still, because you're already in a bad mood.
I think no matter what mood, you're going to be in a good mood after. Like, honestly, my kids, we do it in the Ziploc bags for snacks.
Yeah, it's like perfect. Dry. And look how healthy it is. Your kids could take these to school as a snack, daycare, whatever, wherever they're going throughout the day. It's awesome. That's magicspoon.com/funtown and use the code FUNTOWN for free shipping. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring our podcast. They're the best guys. And I'm not bullshitting you. If you try this, you'll see what I'm talking about.
So my kid only eats like pure organic food.
He has the best diet
in the world. But this cleared it. This cleared my wife's crap senses.
Really?
It made it over the threshold? He's got carte blanche to eat as much of it as he wants.
Well, he's got to
be excited.
Yeah,
she said okay. Yeah.
Is he finally like he wasn't aware of what
he
flavor is?
It. He ate all the chocolate. I think he loves chocolate.
He's like, what is this?
Yeah, whoa. No, I give him cookies.
Yeah, I know.
No one's around.
Not to dote on my child like I always do, but I don't know, when he was like four or five. You know, every morning for breakfast cereal, you know, I'm a single dad.
Sure.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And one day he goes, hey, can you stop putting the milk on my cereal and just give it to me in a glass?
Okay. I'm joking because Your kid never ceases to amaze me. You have the coolest, like, that's exactly how I would rather eat my cereal. I'm like, here comes another awesome story about Jeff's son.
I go, sure, but why? And he goes, that way it doesn't get soggy. I just mix it in my mouth, and then that way it stays crunchy. Like, I put the cereal in my mouth, and then I take a swig of milk. And I was like, how am I almost 40 and my dumbass hates soggy cereal, yet it never dawned on me not to combine the two until they got in my mouth face. Like,
I would get an ice cold glass of milk, like in one of those big ass cups, like an old Hardee's cup or something. And I would fill it with milk. I would take a hand.
That's your big unit of measurement, the Hardee's cup.
Got our Village Pantry cup.
Yeah, oh, one of those. Yeah. A big 40-ounce or whatever it is. And I'd take a handful of cereal, and I would just drop it in there until the top was covered where I couldn't see any milk. And then I would just drink eat it like that. I would just throw it in my mouth, get some crisp cereal and a mouthful of milk. I ate three of those, and then I'd just do it all over again, cover it again. It's a beautiful thing. So as soon as you started saying that, I'm like, this kid is way ahead of his time. I mean, that's like an advanced cereal move.
I know the move. I'm so traditionalist. I still put milk on my own cereal. And I'm like, why did I just do that? Why? I could have done.
I do too, out of laziness, but that's how I prefer to eat it. Now, my son was a little bit like Austin's son, but by choice. Like back then we weren't worried about the things like we are now. So I would just, whatever you want. And I'd be like, oh, here's some real sugary cereal. This is going to be awesome. This will get your day going. And he always wanted to help. Like, he didn't know it was healthier, but he just liked the taste of healthier things better. It's so weird. Like, he likes salads.
Why are you so weird, kid?
I know.
I don't know, Dad.
We go, like, the Pizza Hut or something. Oh, here's a salad bar. Can I get the salad bar? And he would eat the salad bar. Like, it was incredible. He just loved salad. He loved, like, Cheerios versus, you know, like, Captain Crunch. It was just weird.
You're like, I got myself a Big Mac, and I got you salad in a cup right from McDonald's. You just shake it up.
Go, cup of salad.
Yeah, he never liked ice cream, any of that stuff. I'll tell you what, I've considered this a boss move on my part. The other day, Marnie and I, we go get sushi. So we eat sushi, and here's one advantage of COVID is, like, they have to spread you out so much. Like, we didn't make a reservation. The only table open was a giant ass table that seats like 12 people, and it's like half booth, half table. So we basically had our own, like, balcony to ourselves, because you step up to that table, you know, it's like for parties, and they had to seat us there. And they're like, oh,
did you sit at opposite ends? Yeah. So you felt like kings and queens.
We so should have.
More sake.
Lovely dinner, mother.
Yeah. We were so far away. Like, when we first, my instinct was to go closer to the wall instead of where you step up and enter our special, like, balcony area. And the lady came up and was waiting on us. And she, at one point, she just slid into the booth to get closer to show us the sushi, to hand us the sushi, you know, check off things. And then she left. We did, like, two times her coming back to the table. And finally, I was like, oh, shit. Why don't we move closer so she doesn't have to climb into our booth like we're assholes, you know? Like, it took that long to figure it out. But after we were done, so we had a little bit of sake, a couple of Sapporos. We're like, we're feeling good. Let's get some Dairy Queen. There's a Dairy Queen right across the street, conveniently. So we're getting ready to go through the drive-thru, and it was a real long line. So I'm like, I'm just going to go in and get it and come out. And she was like, yeah. She's like, she made some kind of joke, like, I could really do an ice cream cake right now. And I was like, oh, that's all I needed to hear. So I go, and I didn't buy one of the little ones, like, for a couple to split. I bought a regular size ice cream cake.
Like a birthday?
Yeah. Awesome.
I still have half of it. It's a Reese's peanut butter ice cream cake. Oh. Yeah, I still have half of it in the freezer. So every now and then I just get it out and I take a fork and I won't use a spoon because that makes me feel like I'm really eating cake if I use a fork. So I'll get like three forkfuls and then put it back in the freezer. It's the best thing ever. I'll eat on it for the next 2 weeks.
Pick on that for a while, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, my kids, what kind of cake do you want for your birthday? Ice cream cake from Dairy Queen. Okay, well, there goes $47. Now where do you want to eat? Like, I planned on dropping $250 on this eight-year-old birthday, like, dinner celebration. Perfect.
I don't know who came up with the ice cream cake, but it's might be the most delicious thing.
It's brilliant.
That's the thing. I can't even argue it. I love it. And I don't even like sweets.
And they know how good it is too, because they are charging you $50.
Yeah, they know like, what they can what they can charge for that, for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is a great food episode. So
right?
Portillo's, they have the chocolate cake milkshake. And it is, you must get it. And there's vanilla too. There's different flavors, but it's got the cake in the milkshake, but everything, you know, like it gets soggy. It's just like this, it's perfect.
Does the cake stay spongy in it?
You can drink it or whatever. You can spoon it, whatever you want to do.
Oh my God.
And it's just, however the magic works, it's perfect. And it all, you get cake, you get the ice cream. It's too good. Actually, don't try it. Because then you'll get one every day and get fat.
I'm going to go to Portillo's now. I always people brave about it or whatever. And I'm like, it's a fucking gourmet hot dog. I don't give a shit. And then I used to work with Zito. Pat got him a Portillo's cake, which was just a mound of different kinds of gourmet hot dogs, just like stacked in a hill on a platter. And you just pulled whatever kind you want out of there. And, you know, and it had set for a while because we had to do the show. And then afterward, we get to eat it. Even sitting there for like an hour before we got to dig into it was the most delicious thing. Like, those gourmet hot dogs are legit. So if you're saying I can go there and eat those and then get a chocolate cake milkshake.
A chocolate cake shake. Oh, and I love they have strawberry shortcake there. There's no ice cream in it. But again, the sponge consistency with how much strawberry juice is in there. I don't know. And the whipped cream. Oh.
They must have a wizard working there.
There is.
Fries are great. I do the loose meat sandwich, the Italian dip or whatever when I'm there.
Is it really good? Because I saw that on the menu.
I get it wet and I get it sloppy and I devour the shit out of that. Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
What's it mean to get it wet?
They take the whole thing and dip it in au jus before they serve it to you. And then they also give you a side of au jus.
Oh, can't get enough.
So it's just sopping.
I like to get the fries and I get them well done because I love crinkle cut fries. And theirs are the closest to like Just Right from Rushville.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get cheese sauce or you got that ice cream, right? Whatever, that chocolate cake. You can just dip it right in there.
Yeah. Okay, let's stick with the theme because I did lunch on Friday in St. Louis at Pappy's Barbecue. And it's outdoor seating only, but it was awesome. This array of how it was set up was awesome because they kind of have their own alley. And they just coated it with, you know, tables spread out everywhere. And I got the burnt ends. That's my favorite thing to get in barbecue is the burnt ends. And it comes, you know, wrapped up in like the I don't know, the protective wrapping or whatever. And you just kind of peel it open and it just kind of dumps out in a big mound. And then I got crinkle cut fries. Mm. And they were the best crinkle cut fries I've ever eaten in my life. Like the perfect amount of salt. So you basically, I would take my fork, get a forkful of burnt end, like loose barbecue meat, and then stab two fries, shove it in my mouth together. It was the best thing of all time, and a big ass sweet tea. Yeah, it was the best, dude.
How big would you say that sweet tea was? A Hardee's cup, or
about what? A Hardee's cup? You know, one of my first comedy bits. I think it's before I met you, Austin, but it was about the Wendy's used to when you went there. They were like, "You want to supersize that?" You know, and they would give you this giant cup. And I had this. It was one of my first bits, and it was all about how the cup was too big to fit in your cup holder. So the bit was like, do you want to supersize that? And I'm like, sure. Would you just give me whatever size makes the Coke too big to fit my cup holder? And I had the whole thing where it went, you know, that, yeah. And it used to crush. And then I'm like, oh, I got this golden bit, you know, and I'm brand new. And then like the next week they stopped. There was no more supersizing. I was like, what the fuck? You killed my bit.
It's over.
Well, yeah. Wendy's is one of those places where you order a small and it seems like larger than a McDonald's kids.
Yeah.
And then it just goes from there. Like it's a small pony keg is their large drink bear.
I'm not I hate to say this. I know a lot of people are big fans of Wendy's. I'm indifferent to Wendy's. And I just got in an argument with a friend over this who really loves Wendy's. And I'm like, I just, you know, to me, it's very middle of the road. It's not ever my go-to.
I think Wendy's has the best nuggets in the game.
Okay, down. Maybe I need to try this. I don't even know if I've tried their nuggets.
Fantastic. And what Jess is saying, the French fries and the milkshake, that's Wendy's French fries with the Frosty. That's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
No one else will stick your fries in our milkshakes. They would kick you out for doing that.
I didn't have a Frosty until this year, I think. There's like really? I get They're stuck good. In my ways, and I'm like, I don't think I'll like that. And it's just ice cream-ish.
Who would apprehensive about a Frosty?
Well, in my town, we only had three fast food places, basically. It was McDonald's, Burger King, and Hardee's, but you did not go to Hardee's.
Right.
It was very meh.
You know what's weird? It does have that reputation. I love Hardee's. I love their burgers.
They're great everywhere else.
That big-ass red bean burrito they have, so good. Like, but I never think, it never even occurs to me to go there. I don't know
breakfast.
Why.
I would
have good everything.
I would put a hearty chicken thing up against a Wendy's chicken nugget, Ooh. But I don't think they're the same things because Hardee's is
nuggets
like a chicken
and tenders
strip.
Aren't the same. Okay, we know this. That's like having a man fight a baby, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Austin.
Nuggets right. and tenders are.
I'm sorry, but you know, I will put it up against any tender in the fast food.
I can see that. Hardee's, no one's ever doubted Hardee's history with chicken. They've always been dealing in chicken, Jeff. I'm not battling you there. I'm saying Wendy's came out the gate with a perfect nugget.
Ooh, I agree.
Chick-fil-A has some really good, I don't know if that counts as a nugget though.
Do you know what you don't get in a Wendy's nugget that you do get in a McDonald's one is that little mystery hard bite. What's that? What's that? How brave are you? Welcome to Fear Factor. Are you going to swallow this?
Is that a tendon? What is that? Have?
Ooh.
Yeah.
But Wendy's doesn't have that. And I've always appreciated that.
If you can see, go ahead.
Sorry, they're 4 for $4. You aren't going to get a better deal in the fast food game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting Arby's a drink, you're getting nuggets, you're getting a sandwich and fries. Get out of here.
Arby's used to do that 5 for $5.
Oh, yeah,
that was the best.
Yeah, but Hardee's was too much. They're like, we're going to give you a triple cheeseburger. We're going to give you a burrito, a large drink, two fries, and 7 chocolate chip cookies for $5.
I'm talking about
Arby's. I don't need that much.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking about the Arby's one. I didn't even know there's a Hardee's one, Jeff. That sounds insane. I can't believe
Hardee's,
we're alive after that.
He's so right about Hardee's, though. They threw everything at you, dude. And their menu is almost too extensive. You're like,
but don't they have tacos now?
Yeah,
they have burritos, tacos.
I love it.
They have you can get spaghetti. Like, you can get
I'll take a shot at anybody
cheesecake.
In this game. What, they're going to have fried rice. They're going to run a Panda Express soon. I guarantee you. They don't care.
Arby's had the 5 for $5. I remember growing up, mm-hmm. that commercial was on all the time because it would like show a crowd doing 5, 4, 5. Yeah. Maybe like the reverse. But that 5
and now it's
sandwiches.
Like 2 for $6.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Jeff. Fries. I bet Chick-fil-A could give Hardee's a run for their money in the chicken game.
I don't hate chicken.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I do. I just don't admit to it.
Me too.
I had 4 minis and a breakfast sandwich the other just 2 days ago at work.
Yeah.
I mean, they set it on my desk. It would have been rude for me not to put it in my face hole.
I have a hard time buying the product out of pure lack of respect for the leadership of that company. When you have shit going on and you just come out and be like, I'm going to say some shit to piss off probably half the people that buy our chicken. What are you doing? Just keep it to yourself. Bottle it up, dude. Just like sit there and count your chicken money. I don't get why he's doing this shit.
Here's the thing. There's such a problem with customer service in that industry. He was like, you know what? I bet I can do and say whatever I want as long as I provide the best customer service in the history of our country, especially in fast food. And it works. Like you cannot pass one where the line's not wrapped around 2 times around.
I never thought I'd say this. Those are lovely teenagers.
Lovely. Like, how do they find all the best teenagers?
My pleasure. I believe it. Every time they say it, I believe it.
No yeah. wonder all the other fast food places are shit. They hired all the good ones over at Chick-fil-A, yeah. and they just gave Burger King and McDonald's all the leftovers they didn't want.
I think they were breeding them in some secret, like, DNA Illuminati. Factory. They were creating this whole swarm of kids, and then they're like, as soon as they all reach 15, we open. And that's when it came out in the world, and they just automatically had the best, purest kids in the country.
I think they're running a scared straight program in the back, and that when you show up, some big giant psycho white supremacist makes you hold his pocket while he walks you around and tells everybody you're his new girlfriend, puts a little Kool-Aid lipstick on you and tells you, you know what, you're going to be very polite to everyone who comes in here, aren't you? And that's how they do it.
Yes, sir.
Did you guys see the viral video about the lady that was throwing shit at the barista at Starbucks?
Oh no.
No.
Yeah, I did see the video, like, cuts on while the lady, so it doesn't show like why the lady's pissed or anything, but you notice immediately
is this recent?
Yeah, it was recent.
Oh, well, I wonder why.
Well, immediately
one of our free breathing brethren out there.
Yeah, that's the first thing you see is there's a white lady without a mask. And she's screaming at the
Patriots, Todd. They're Patriots.
And then she just starts throwing, you know, obviously the barista's filming on her phone and it's throwing shit. I don't even know what it is, but she's grabbing stuff off the counter and throwing it. I don't know if it's, you know, creamer or whatever. And then the barista fucks up a little bit because I read an after action article on it where they apologize for the behavior of their employee as well, because this barista is like, look at this stupid piece of shit. Yeah, keep throwing stuff, you fucking bitch. Come on. I'm like, that's a little unprofessional. Like,
how do you keep getting stuff thrown at you? Like, stop it. Please leave me alone.
Right.
How do they not just have some shit ready to throw at customers at this point? I mean, after all these incidents, I would just have to be like, guys, this is the good creamers. This is the old shit you can throw at customers who don't wear masks.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, here's this hot coffee I'm holding. Oh, oops. I tripped. Yeah. I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
There was a video in the last year of a gigantic woman who was just going fucking ham inside a McDonald's. And the McDonald's employee, she wasn't fucking having it. And she comes out and beats this fat old lady's ass, and I mean, just they're just throwing, I mean, hair, they're just going at it.
I love it.
And it's like, do you not realize, like, if you see a 40-year-old adult working at McDonald's or Burger King and they got a neck tattoo, like, that person will beat your fucking ass. They don't care. They're at work.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they don't like, work oh, here. Shoot, I'm going to get fired from McDonald's again. Yeah. Like, they don't give a shit. They're going to beat your ass. And I love it.
They're not working there because they understand consequences.
Yeah. I mean, when a customer goes ape shit and then the employee goes, oh, guess what? I don't give a fuck about rules either. Yeah. And just fucking lets them have it.
See, that woman lacked the self-awareness to be like, my day has been so bad, but I wonder if it's as bad as a person who works at a fast food restaurant could be having a bad day.
Right.
And then, yeah, she had no idea what she was. She's poking bears in there.
Dude, I mean, haymakers was waiting. Was getting haymakers. Just landed. It was like an airport. One did would land as the up? Other one took off. Just
did they
boom.
Get split up or did it just keep going on? That's my favorite, when somebody starts some shit and you can tell that they thought, well, people are going to break us up, and then everyone just watches.
And they don't.
I will say, these ladies, they wore out quickly, both of them. Yeah. Neither was in fighting shape. Let's just
stamina was
way.
An issue. Well, they didn't have a camp beforehand. But, you know, there's way less breaking up of fights nowadays because everybody wants to film. So everybody's filming. Like, nobody's stepping in. They're like, oh, I don't want to ruin the shot, you know?
Well, I don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, unless it's unfair, like if a guy was hitting a woman, I would step in a heartbeat. But if I just walk up on two guys swinging on each other, I don't know what their fucking deal is. Like, I'm staying the fuck out of it until it's over. Unless, like, someone is, it becomes where I'm afraid that one person's going to die. You know what I mean? If somebody was obviously winning and wouldn't let the person stop, you know what I mean? But I feel like more people need just to get knocked the fuck out every once in a while, and maybe people would keep their mouths shut a lot more often.
Just like a figure four or something. I don't want to get knocked out, but just maybe choke uncomfortable. Out, yeah. And
just almost armbar.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, Todd, if I saw a guy hit a woman, but it wasn't just like a normal guy hitting a woman, I can't believe that's something I can even say in this country. But
maybe a shove.
Yeah. But he goes into like a karate stance and roundhouse kicks her. I'm not helping her.
What?
Nope.
Are you calling for help? Or are you just avoiding the situation?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to alert any other ninjas that might be in the vicinity. I probably would.
Oh.
And he's going to jump in like a referee.
Dude, you don't even mess with any adults.
Hold his hand up. One, yep. You won. I don't know. I tell you, what I do, I just look for cauliflower ear. Like, you have cauliflower ear, can say whatever you want to me. I am not going to say shit back. Like, forget it. I know what you've put yourself through and what you can do.
Yeah, no way. You don't mess with anyone who's got a cauliflower ear because they don't care. They don't care. They either do jujitsu or something, or they did wrestling in high school, and those are some of the most disgusting people. He probably has ringworm. I'm not going to say that. No way. Sorry about you, lady.
Sean Latham used to say all the time, instead of training in jiu-jitsu, he was just going to buy fake cauliflower ears and put them on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And nobody would ever fuck with it anyway.
Yeah. Those Shrek ears.
Yeah. Nope. I'm not afraid of a face tattoo. I am terrified of cauliflower ear. Right? I'll talk shit to face tattoo all day long. Cauliflower ear. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. Right. My bad.
Yeah.
And I move on down the road.
You're right.
I'll talk some crap.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Roundhouse kick me?
Well, you better hope Austin's not there to protect you.
I'm scrappy when I need to be. I've got a lot of pent up anger.
No, I think women need to start hitting other women more often. Like, I think that's the problem is I think like women need to be like, hey, bitch, you're getting out of line. And then when they continue to get out of line, because like, if a man's getting out of line at a bar, another man eventually is going to walk up to him and go, dude, you're cross the fucking line, either leave or chill the fuck out. And then there's either going to be a fight or not. Like a woman can get all fucking crazy, start talking about her boyfriend's small dick, yelling shit in a bar. And no other woman ever walks up and goes, honey, if you don't shut up, you're going to get knocked the fuck out.
Right.
So they just continue to fucking run shit. And then there's bigger issues. Whereas if a woman would just step up and go, hey, I get it. You're upset. But you can't say this shit.
Right.
Like, for a man, if we say some shit, we're going to get knocked the fuck out by another man.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman can pretty much just go, eh, go fuck yourself. And they can kind of get away with it. So I need some women to step up and go, we aren't going to take that shit anymore. We're going to start knocking some bitches out.
Plus, their videos are way better to watch. Like, I would love, I love when I see that instance happen, like when just some chick just running at her mouth, and you know that she's just the biggest fucking Karen bitch in the world. And then a girl just cold cocks her. And I'm like, oh my God, that is beautiful. Because you're right. That's how we live. That's what keeps us in check. Like, no matter how brave or pissed we get, there's always like, I don't know, that guy, he's kind of standing pretty confidently. I'm just going to, he might knock me the fuck out. Most women don't have to deal with that. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to knock people out for us, Chess?
Nah.
I feel like you could, too, because you were an athlete. You probably can fight better than 95% of women. I know some
self-defense moves. So if someone did come at me, as long as I wasn't inebriated.
I'll tell you what, Jess, you're halfway there to being some bullshitting asshole talking like he can handle a fight.
Now, if someone pulls my hair, there's probably like, I think I could hang.
I think unless
I just get popped in the nose and I'm down crying.
Yeah. But I think you know enough to like punch and not like swing like.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, it's short moves. Use the palm. Go with the nose.
The elbows.
Swing around with your elbow.
Especially, Jess, if you don't get into a lot of fights, that palm's great because you don't have to worry so much about busting up all the bones in your hand, throwing some sloppy punch. So you go to those palms and a nut shot. She probably won't have nuts. But I'm sure a vagina kick would do the trick.
It still hurts.
Does it hurt there?
Yeah.
Does it?
I mean, in soccer, it would happen occasionally, but you don't like fall to the ground. It's almost like, son of a, what the, how?
So you don't have the long lasting effects.
Right.
It's just like, getting, oh, that hurt.
it's awkward. Like, geez, what the?
Yeah.
But
where our real pain comes in about 4 or 5 seconds after the impact.
That's it's always lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like somebody reached in and grabbed your insides and just twisted them. And
that quiet moment where you get to acknowledge that you've been hitting the balls and you're about to fall to the ground.
the closest thing we have is a mammogram, I guess, because they squish them. And you think that they can't squish anymore. And you're like, why are they flat? What did you do? And they hurt for a week after. It's
really.
But it's necessary. So get a mammogram.
So what about a tit punch? Like if one girl were to just punch another girl's tit as hard as she could, would that be similar to like getting hit in the balls for us?
Still probably not. I feel like the only thing similar might be getting punched in the throat. You're like, oh.
Well, I think it's going to affect both sexes the same. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, so I was thinking today, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to think about it, but I was thinking today if I could punch one celebrity in the throat, just one punch, like who I would want to punch in the throat currently. Who I really want to punch in the throat, I can't say because I want people to continue to listen to this podcast, but who next I want to punch in the throat is Alyssa Milano. Is that allowed? That's why I need you, Jess. I'm not allowed. I would never hit a lady because I can't condone that.
I mean, you're talking about my childhood dream.
I'm
going to
put a veto on this too. Because her Who's the Boss work was game changing. And then she walked away from that. And she could have, Jeff, she could have gone on and done another sitcom, but she didn't. She did a string of racy Cinemax films that made my childhood incredible. So, yes.
Like with nudity?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wait, you haven't seen Alyssa Milano naked yet?
No.
What is going? Oh, Jeff.
Well, I kind of lost. She left the show. I went on my way. I started dating actual girls, so I wasn't really following up on my Alyssa Milano crush.
Oh, Jeff.
I was in love with her a better part of my life, I would say. Like, just ever since that show, like it took me maybe when I was like 40, I started fading off a little bit just because I wasn't seeing her around anymore.
That's a long time,
but
Tom.
Like, dude, she just always, you know, that first crush just always sticks up here. Mm-hmm. But is she turned full, like, is she Karen now or like full bitch now?
She's just,
she's outspoken. I don't know. About
she's,
certain things?
She's just one of these people who, just can't tweet without tweeting. And like, the funny thing is, like, it's not that I even disagree with her politics. I'm just so tired of just everybody just weighing in on everything now.
Shut the fuck up.
But they're coming out with a new Who's the Boss follow-up. Really? They have a sequel coming out. Are you aware of this, Austin?
I'm not. Is she going to be in it?
She is. She plays a single mother. She moves back in with her dad, Tony.
Oh,
and
the
boss is still around, but Judith Light and of course the one I used to jerk off to, the grandma, Mona's no longer with us
it's because she's bossy.
I was a Mona guy.
Like strong women.
Well, I thought she would teach me a few things.
Yeah, she would always wear the low cut thing. I mean, Mona knew what she was doing.
What's Alyssa gonna teach me? We're the same age. Well, she was gonna teach me nothing, but Mona and Judith, one of the two of them, they could have shown me something.
Is Judith Angela?
Yeah. Yes.
Angela. Yeah.
She had a weird face.
Angela.
I went into it.
Mona. That's the whole show.
Tony, you're late.
And he's my arch nemesis, but I would just give any amount of money to punch Steven Seagal in the throat. I fucking hate him. I despise all his work, everything he's ever done. And he just pulled this shit. The UFC fight was coming up. Daniel Cormier had, you know, the last fight of his career. So he always steps in. Here's this video with Steven Seagal, and he's going to teach him some secret bullshit. But, you know, you can't have the cameras on. He goes around and starts yelling at everybody, turn their cameras off. So you don't see what nothing's what you're showing him, unless you're going to teach him how to defend himself against a gang of 17 who are going to attack him one at a time and throw themselves into a somersault as soon as you touch their elbow, then you have nothing to show him. He's like the biggest bullshit artist of all time.
He has a very interesting image now because he has sort of this Native American bluesy thing going on, which I feel like it's a whole meshing of cultures.
Yeah. And he's Russian now.
Yeah, that's his, yeah. Why are you spending so much time in Russia, bro? What's going on? Why are you and Putin so tight?
Well, he's a police officer, like a sworn police officer in Arizona, correct?
Yeah, Louisiana, I think.
Oh, Louisiana, yeah. Which mm-hmm. I swear, Todd, he just got that so you can't hit him. Like, oh, I'm a cop now. If you hit me, it's against the law even more. Like, you'll go even to more jail. So, can you imagine getting pulled over and that ass clown fucking walks up to your window? Do you know how fast I was going? Oh my God, am I under siege? Get the fuck away from my car, Steven.
Oh, my mom.
You didn't make enough money off that fucking DVD, you dick. You got to come out and take a good, honest cop's job. You got to come over and swear into the force, you dick. God, I hate you.
They should call all his movies Hard to Watch instead of Hard to Kill, Hard to Whatever.
Dude, although I got to admit, when I was a young lad, there was a movie called American Ninja.
Yep.
And I don't even know who the guy, I don't think he ever did anything other than American Ninja 1-7.
You're correct. And I loved him too.
But Steven Seagal, all that stuff I loved as a 13, 12-year-old, 10-year-old boy, 14,
American
15.
Ninja is incredible as a young boy. There's the girl changes crazy. Behind the bush and the ninja fights.
Right.
Yeah. It's perfect.
And that's why I hate Steven Seagal, because when I was, young, he was my hero. Above the Law came out, and I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen anybody handle a person like that before. Oh. He's just throwing people around. He's breaking arms in half. And I'm like, this is awesome. He's the baddest ass. And he had this bullshit story about that he was letting leak out in the press that he worked for the CIA and that he trained CIA assassins and all this bullshit. And I'm buying it. I'm like, oh my God, how did Hollywood get a hold of a true CIA badass? He trains assassins. How did they get him to come and make movies for us? And then he find out it was all bullshit. I'm like, you just fucking ruined my childhood, dude.
Fuck. See, I didn't recognize the hurt and the anger, Todd. I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a letdown for you.
Are you still cool with Van Damme?
Yes, because I don't think he's I am what I am. You know what I mean? I can do the splits. I can throw my leg up real high. I'm real pretty. I'm good to look at for ladies. I don't think he tries to be more than that.
No, I'm just an action star. I'm not a kung fu hero.
Right. I'm not an actual real ninja.
So. I think Van Damme would fuck all of us up if we all fought him at the same time.
I wouldn't fight
him. Dismantle us.
I mean, look at dude. Yeah. He's shredded. He's fast as fuck. He can throw his leg.
He also was like a champion fighter at one point.
Yeah, I think he was like a kickboxer. Yeah. He was really high level competitor at one point. So
he would kick all four of us in the face at the exact same time.
He would.
Yeah. He would have four legs, basically.
He would just be. He shows up. Holy shit, guys. He's got two more legs. What the fuck?
He's the baddest ass table I've ever seen. Well, this has been fun, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next week. I think we got a bonus episode coming at you, maybe Friday. Little interviews with Stuart Huff, one of our favorite comedians. He stopped by my house on his way to a gig, and we sat and shut the shit for about 55 minutes. So probably throw that at you at Friday. Look out for that. Other than that, keep doing what you're doing. Please rate and review. That's very important for us. The more ratings we get, the more people pay attention to what's going on. And it just helps. It helps us. Other than that, you guys, the Bob and Tom Show, keep watching that. The social media is incredible with that. I mean, COVID changed the game for them. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jess, for what you do there.
Camera buttons. Watch it. I mean, sit there and stare for 4 hours and so I don't miss a shot.
Jeff does a great job.
He does a great job. And Austin Real, check out An Evening with the Authors. Anywhere that you can catch one of their videos. You recently put out a video, right?
Yeah, we did another.
Yeah. So
COVID episode.
Yeah. And it's great. I just love it. So please check that out. You can catch me in Toledo, Ohio, August 28th and the 30th at the Toledo Funny Bin. That was a last minute booking. The more famous people keep dropping out. And so I just take what's left. So I'm there. If you can get tickets, go to Toledo Funny Bones website or go to my website, toddcomedy.com, get some tickets. And we'll see you next week. That's it for us. We are out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.